All right, we're ready to start tonight's matchup between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Mary Immaculate Eagles. Starting the lineup for Mary Immaculate are Sarah Schwinn, Maureen Freeland, Laura Wishman, Jacqueline Bishop, Amber Grugrich. For Brashear, it's Caroline Slavin, Emily Ladwig, Carmen Woods, Ashley Collop, and Adrian Mountain. Just about ready for the tip-off. It'll be between Lauren Wishman and Emily Ladwig for Brashear. The Eagles control the ball with Schwind over to Wishman at the top of the key, back with the right wing back at the top of the key. Eagles dribble over the right wing, look to take it in, but take it over the right corner, back into Wishman, into the paint. She brings it back out, drives the baseline, shots up and no good, rebound. The Eagles shot with a foul. Foul is on number 12, which would be Carmen Woods. So Grugrich will go to the line for the Eagles. She'll shoot two, 5:35 left in the first period. First shot is no good. Score still 0-0. Amber Grugrich will take her second shot. Nothing but net. The Eagles now with the advantage. Slavin will take the ball out for Brashear. Will inbound it to Adrian Mountain. Mountain dribbles over to the left-hand side, throws the ball out. The Eagles get the ball, forward it to Schwinn. Her shot is up and no good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. She hands it back to Adrian Mountain. Mountain dribbles over to the left-hand side, the midpoint, covered by two. She dribbles around the right side and brings it forward to Collop. Collop dribbles over the right-hand side but turns the ball over, so the Eagles will get it out of bounds on the far side. Schwindle inbound it to Jackie Bishop, who brings it across the half-court line, dribbles over the left-hand side, passes it over the left wing. She looks to pass it in to Wishman. She brings it back at the top of the key over the left wing, back to the left corner. She kicks it back out to the left wing, back up to the top of the key, dribbles over the right-hand side, passes it over to Schwinn to the right wing. She brings it back to the top of the key, dribbles over the left-hand side, looks to pass inside, but brings it back to the left corner, dribbles the baseline, kicks it back out to the left wing, but she travels with it. So it'll be Brashear with the ball, 4:32 left in the first period, 0-1, with the Eagles having the advantage. The inbound pass to Mountain, she passes it forward to Woods, but loses control of the ball. The Eagles get it and dribble it back to the left-hand side, back to the left-hand corner, back to the left wing. She dribbles at the top of the key, passes it over to Schwind on the right wing, back to the right corner, back at the right wing, into Wishman. She dribbles, but loses control of the ball, and it'll go out of bounds to Brashear. The Eagles take a timeout. 4 minutes, 8 seconds left in the first period of play. The Eagles with the advantage, 1-0. These are just 7th and 8th graders tonight. The regular contingent of Brashear's freshmen, who normally bring the ball down, will not be playing, so the ball handling is likely to be a little bit less, simply because some of these girls that will be handling the ball don't have quite the level of experience. Brashear's ball in front of the Brashear bench. Slavin will take the ball out of bounds. Eagles ready for a little bit of press defense. Slavin inbounds it to Ashley Collip. She brings it forward to Carmen Woods to Mountain, who brings it across the timeline over to the right wing. She brings it back to Ladwick in the right corner. She shoots from the right corner. Her shot's no good. Mountain with the rebound, but she loses control of it, goes out of bounds. So it'll be Eagles ball under the basket. Wishman will inbound the ball to Jackie Bishop. Brings it across the timeline over the left-hand side, past the left wing. The Wishman in the paint. She dribbles the baseline, shoots it up, and over the basket. Foul is on number 42, Amber Grugerich. It'll be Brashear's ball. Slavin will inbound the ball under the basket. She inbounds it to Ladwick, but Ladwick loses control of the ball. Brashear gets it back, Slavin does, but she's fouled by number 30, Jackie Bishop. 3 minutes, 33 seconds left in the half. First foul on Grugerich. Slavin will inbound the ball under the basket. She brings it in to Adrian Mountain. She's double-teamed, passes it forward to Collip, but she's fouled by number 42, Amber Grugerich. So Slavin will take the ball out of bounds again under the basket. Press defense by the Eagles. Slavin inbounds it to Ladwick. Ladwick brings it forward to Carmen Woods, but Carmen loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagles ball with 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the first period of play. The Eagles with the advantage, 1-0. Eagles inbound it and dribble across the timeline over to the left-hand side. Jackie Grugerich brings it over to Wishman with the open shot, open 15-foot shot. She misses the shot, but Schwinn gets the rebound and takes it over the right wing, passes it back out the top of the key. Back out to Schwinn to the right wing. Back out to Wishman in the paint over the left-hand side. She dribbles baseline, shots up and no good. Ball out of bounds. Off the Eagles, it'll be Brashear's ball. Slavin will take the ball out of bounds for the Tigers. 2 minutes, 55 seconds left in the first period. Slavin inbounds it to Ladwick. Dribbles under the basket. She brings it forward to Alexis Harrelson. Alexis is double-teamed up to Adrian Mountain, but she loses the handle on it. But not before Brashear coach takes a timeout. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first period of play. The Eagles still with the advantage, 1-0. The difference so far in this first period of play has been the pressure defense put on by the Eagles. It's kept Brashear from bringing the ball across the timeline. I'm sure Coach Williams is discussing how to handle this pressure defense in this timeout. Slavin will inbound the ball on the far side. She inbounds it to Mountain, who loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, but it's off of Bishop, so Brashear will retain possession. Slavin will inbound it down in the corner. She brings it to Ladwick, who dribbles it forward. She passes it over to Adrian Mountain, but she loses the handle on it to Schwinn. Schwinn has trouble handling it, but kicks it back at the left wing, back to the left corner, and Bishop dribbles it out at the top of the key. Bishop dribbles over the right wing, sends it in, but loses the handle on it. Slavin with the rebound. She kicks it over to Mountain, who dribbled it across the near timeline. Mountain takes it back to the left wing, back to Ladwick, into Slavin in the paint. Her shot is no good. Ladwick kicks it out to Harrelson, but the ball is tipped out by the Eagles. So wrestle the Brashears ball. Slavin will inbound it in front of the Eagles bench. Inbound to Harrelson to the left wing. She brings it out top of the key and tries to pass it, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Eagles. Schwend. So Slavin will inbound it again in front of the Eagles bench. Slavin has the ball. She passes it out to Mountain, who dribbles over the top of the key, over to the right-hand side. Over to Ladwig to the right corner. She takes a shot. It's good. 1 minute, 53 seconds left in the first period. Brashear now with the advantage, 2-0. Schwend will bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles up to the timeline, guarded by Harrelson. Passes over the left wing, back to the left corner, into the paint. Shot is up. No good. The Eagles with the rebound. Number 20, Coughlin, takes the shot, but she's fouled. Foul is on Emily Ladwig. That's her first. Three fouls on the Eagles, two on Brashear. Shot is up and nothing but net. So we're all tied up, 2-2. 1 minute, 38 seconds left in the first period of play. Second shot is on the way. Bounces off. Brashear with the rebound. Mountain brings the ball back towards the other way. Comes across the timeline. But she loses the handle on it. The Eagles with the rebound. Schwend will bring the ball back the other way. Guarded by Harrelson. She comes across the timeline. Passes over to the right wing. Back to the right corner. Back to the right wing to Schwend. She passes it. Stop the key. Dribble over the left-hand side into Wishman in the paint. Back out to Schwend on the right-hand side. Her shot is up and good. Nothing but net. 1 minute, 9 seconds left in the first period. Slavin having a little trouble inbounding it. 5 second call on Slavin. Turnover to the Eagles. Gallup comes in for Harrelson. The Eagles will inbound the ball under the net. Substitution for Freeland for Coughlin on the Eagles. Eagles inbound the ball, but it comes to Brashear. Mountain gets the rebound. She brings it across the timeline, but she loses the handle on it. Eagles regain possession. Wishman will bring the ball forward. Pass forward to Schwend. She dribbles over to the right-hand block. Kicks it back out the top of the key to Wishman. She dribbles over the left-hand side back out to Schwend at the top of the key. Guarded by Adrian Mountain. She dribbles over the right wing, kicks it over the right corner, back to Wishman, who drives the baseline, kicks it in, pass, no good. Her shot's no good. Carmen Wood with the rebound, but the pass is no good. Layup by Schwend is good for 2 points. 25 seconds left in the first period. Slavin inbounds it to Mountain, loses the handle on it. Got a jump ball situation going to Brashear. 21.3 seconds left in the first period, 6-2. With the Eagles with the advantage. Slavin inbounds it to Mountain. She's double-teamed. She tries to pass forward, loses handle on it. The Eagles will get it. But there's a jump ball situation. This time the Eagles will inbound the ball under their basket. Inbound is to Wishman in the right corner. Sure shot is up and no good. Brashear with the rebound. Mountain will bring it across the timeline. She dribbles over the right wing, double-teamed into Slavin. Her shot is up and no good. Some time expiring in the first period of play. The Eagles with the advantage, 6-2. beginning of the second period of play, the Larry Mackey Eagles with the advantage 6-2. Slavin inbounds the ball on the far sideline. Mountain brings it across the timeline to Woods in the right corner. She passes it in to Mountain under the basket, but she steps out of bounds, so it'll be Eagles ball. Amy Schwinn will inbound it for the Eagles. She inbounds it to 14, Kreps. No press by Brashear. She brings it across the timeline, passes it to the right wing. Just about loses it, but gets it back, takes it to the top of the key. Collip knocks the ball out of bounds, so it'll be Eagles ball on the far sideline. Inbound to Wishman, over to the left wing, pass to the top of the key, over to Schwind on the right wing. She kicks it back at the Wishman, whose shot is up and is good. 8-2 with the Eagle advantage. Slavin inbounds at the Mountain. He passes it forward to Ladwig. She kicks it over to Slavin across the timeline. Slavin dribbles to the left wing, about loses the handle on it, but kicks it back out to Mountain. He dribbles around the top of the key over the right-hand side. Her pass forward to Ladwig, but there's a jump ball. Be the Eagles ball out of bounds. Sarah Schwinn comes in for Kreps. Amy Schwinn takes the ball out of bounds. Wishman comes out. Schwinn to Schwinn. Schwinn will bring the ball across the timeline. Top the key over the right-hand wing to her sister, back to the right corner. She looks to take the ball in, but kicks it back out to Schwinn to the top of the key. Passes inbound. Loose ball situation will be a jump ball. 4 minutes, 47 seconds left in the second period of play. The Merrimack of the Eagles with the advantage, 8-2. Slavin will inbound the ball in front of the Brashear bench. She passes it out to Mountain, who dribbles the ball, picks up the dribble, kicks it forward to Collip. She just about walks with it, loses the handle on it, gets it back. She's just about to travel, but she kicks it to Mountain, who dribbles along the left-hand side, and she's fouled by Amy Schwind. Slavin will inbound the ball in front of the Brashear bench. Slavin inbounds it to Mountain, who brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Back out to Collip. Oh, she dribbles over the right-hand side. Passes it back out to Mountain near the timeline. She kicks it over to Ladwig in the corner. She drives the baseline. Brings it back out to Collip, the right-hand wing. She passes it into Slavin, over to Ladwig. Nice-looking pass. Ball is over the rim. Rebound is by the Eagles. Schwind will bring the ball back the other way for the Mary Immaculate Eagles. She dribbles over to the left-hand wing. Passes it on in back to the left-hand corner. They kick it out to Schwind, the left wing. She dribbles in the paint, kicks it back out to the top of the key. Over to Schwinn, the left wing. Her ball bounces off. The Eagles with the rebound. Pass over the left-hand wing, back at the top of the key. Over the right-hand wing. Good ball movement. Eagles drive the baseline. The ball shot is no good. Schwinn with the rebound. She kicks it back out to her sister, Amy, at the top of the key. Reset the play. Over the right-hand wing. Into the paint, back out to the right-hand wing, over the right corner, down the right baseline. Pass into the paint, but it's a jump ball with number 54, Julia Dahlman, and Slavin in a jump ball situation. The Eagles will inbound the ball. Eagles take a timeout. 3 minutes, 14 seconds left in the second period of play. The Eagles with the advantage, 8-2. So here we are, 3 minutes, 14 seconds left in the second period of play. The Eagles with the advantage, 8-2. Eagles take a timeout. So far, we've seen a lot of smothering pressure defense by the Merrimack Eagles, which has kept the Brashear Lady Tigers from having much penetration past the timeline. It'll be the Eagles' ball out of bound underneath the Brashear goal. Inbound to Wishman on the right block. She dribbles in and kicks it back out the right-hand side. The shot is in and out. The Eagles with the rebound. Back out to the right wing to Schwinn. The ball is deflected by Carmen Woods. Nearly goes out of bound, but Schwinn with the recovery. She dribbles back out to the top of the key over the right-hand wing. Back out to Schwinn, top of the key over the left-hand side. The wide open into Wishman into the paint. She looks to bring it up the baseline. Nearly lose the handle on it. Kick it back out to Schwinn, who does lose the handle on it. And Alexis Harrelson with the recovery. She dribbles across the timeline over the right wing. Back out to Mountain at the top of the key. She dribbles over the left-hand side to Collops off the hand of the Eagles out of bounds. Slavin will inbound the ball in front of the Eagle bench. Brings it out to Mountain, who dribbles to the top of the key over the right-hand side. Into Slavin in the paint. She kicked it back out to Harrelson. Back out to Mountain at the top of the key. Three-second call on Collop. The Eagles ball inbound is to Schwind. She dribbles up the timeline. Dribbles over the left-hand side, over to the left wing. Pass into the paint. The shot, no shot. Brings it over the right-hand side. Takes a look, but then passes it into the free throw line. Back at the right wing. Shot is up and no good. But number 30, Jackie Bishop, gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out to the free throw line. Back over to the Bishop on the right wing. She takes a step, shoots up and good. 1 minute 50 seconds left in the second period. The Eagles with the advantage 10-2. Slavin will inbound the ball to Adrian Mountain, who's double teamed. She kicks it forward but loses the handle on it. Schwinn takes a shot. Slavin with the rebound. She passes to Harrelson, who brings it forward. Double teamed. Be the Eagles ball out of bounds. I think there was a 5-second call there. Wishman will take it out of bounds on the far sidelines. Out passes out to Schwind. Steps on the line. Gets it over and back call. Woods will inbound the ball for Brashear in front of the Tiger bench. Passes in to Collop, who brings it across the timeline. Passes over to Mountain. Schwinn got a hand on it. But the ball was off of Mountain before it went out of bounds, so it'll be the Eagles' ball. Bishop will inbound it for the Eagles to Schwinn. Schwinn brings it across the timeline. Passes over the right-hand wing into the Wishman in the paint. Over the left-hand blocks, wide-open shot, no good. Ladwig with the rebound for Brashear. Ladwig loses the handle on it. The Eagles with the ball. Schwinn dribbles the right-hand block. Shoots no good. Harrelson with the rebound. She brings it across the timeline in a hurry. But she's double-teamed and kicked out of ball. Out of bounds by Wishman. So it'll be Brashear's ball. Collop will inbound the ball for Brashear. Forty-six seconds left in the second period of play, 10-2 with Eagles with the advantage. Collop kicks it over to Mountain, whose shot is up and over the basket. The Eagles with the rebound. Bishop will bring the ball back for the Eagles. She comes across the timeline, guarded by Harrelson. Gets an over and a back call. So it'll be Brashear's ball. Woods will take the ball out in front of the Brashear bench. Woods inbounds it to Mountain, dribbles over the left wing to Ladwig. On the left side of the lane, back out to Harrelson, dribbles the ball into the free throw line over the Mountain. On the right wing, back to Collip in the right corner. She kicks it back out to Harrelson, the right wing. She dribbles up the free throw line, turns around, back out to Ladwig. And she's fouled by number 54. That would be Julia Dahlman. Collip will inbound the ball for Brashear. 12 seconds left in the second period. Inbound is to Mountain. He takes it over the left, right-hand wing, back to Woods. Takes a shot. It's no good. Mountain with the rebound. Her shot is no good. Ladwig with the rebound. Her shot is good. So at the second period, at the end of the second period of play, the score is 10-2 with the Merrimackulate Eagles. Bishop's shot is up and no good. 5:39 left in the third period. 10-4 with the Eagles with the advantage. Bishop's second shot. In and out. Eagles with the rebound, though, with the right hand to pass into the paint. Layup is up and good. Slavin will inbound the ball for Brashear. Mountain will bring the ball up to the timeline, covered by Bishop. She dribbles over the top of the key, picks up the dribble over to Ladwig at the right wing. She dribbles back to the right corner, picks up the dribble. Five-second call on Ladwig. No place to go with the ball. The Eagle ball in front of the Brashear bench. Bishop will inbound the ball to Schwend. 5 minutes, 7 seconds left in the third period. 12-4, Eagle advantage. Schwend brings it across the timeline. Pass over the left wing. Inbound to Wishman. Back out to Schwend at the top of the key. Over the right-hand wing. Back out to Schwend. She dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it over the left wing. Back out to Schwend. Over to Wishman, but Wishman loses the handle on it. Woods with the rebound. She brings it coast-to-coast with a layup. No good, but she traveled with it. One too many steps. Eagles will inbound the ball. Nice looking play by Woods, but she just took one too many steps. Schwend will bring it across the timeline, dribbles to the left-hand side, pass in the left wing, back to the left corner, wide open, but back out to Schwend, into Wishman in the paint. She kicks it out to Bishop, top of the key over the Schwend left wing, left corner pass, back out the left wing at the top of the key over the Schwend, the right-hand wing. She dribbles to the right block, shot is up and no good, too much strength. Eagles with the rebound. Shot's no good. Collip with the rebound. She passes it to Mountain, who brings it across the timeline over the left-hand side. Pass over to Collip. Collip dribbles the baseline but loses the handle on it. Jump ball situation. 4 minutes, 1 second left in the third period. 12-4. Eagles with the advantage. Eagles inbound the ball to Schwend. Bends it up slow across the timeline. Pass over the right-hand side. Pass back into the free throw line. Back out to Schwend. Over to the left wing into Wishman. Dribble the right block. Shoot. Shot is up and good. Too much Eagles. Mountain will bring the ball across the timeline. Mountain picks up the dribble, just about loses the handle on it, but recovers. Nowhere to go with it. She passes out to Collip into Slavin, but pass was kind of errant. So there was a jump ball situation. Brashear's favor. Slavin will inbound the ball for Brashear. too much time. The Eagle ball in front of the Brashear bench. Amy Schwind passes it into Sarah Schwind. Schwind has the top of the key over to Amy Schwind on the right wing. She dribbles into the paint but loses the handle on it. Slavin with the rebound. She passes it forward to Mountain, who brings it across the timeline for Brashear. Guarded by Amy Schwind. She brings it over to the right-hand wing. Passes it over to Ladwig. Timeout by Brashear. 2 minutes, 53 seconds left in the third period of play. The Eagles with the 14-4 advantage. Minutes 53 seconds left in the third period of play. Mary Immaculate Eagles with the advantage 14-4. Be Brashear's ball out of bounds in front of the Brashear bench. Clarkson will inbound the ball for Brashear. Wholesale substitutions. Ladwig dribbles the ball to the right corner. Stolen by Knox or by Mary Immaculate, but they travel with it. So it'll be Brashear's ball again. Megan Taylor in for Brashear. Clarkson bobbles the inbound. Actually, it was off of Mary Immaculate, so Clarkson will inbound it again. Doesn't quite know where to go with it. 5 second call on Brashear. Becky Delaware in for the Eagles, along with Maureen Freeland. Schwen to Schwen. Sarah brings it across the timeline. Delaware loses the handle on it. It'll be a jump ball, I think. Eagles will inbound the ball on the right on the far side. 2 minutes, 34 seconds left in the third period. Pass is into the paint. Ladwig with the rebound. She'll bring the ball back the other way on the right-hand side. Pass into Taylor in the lane. She just about loses the handle on it. Does lose the handle on it. Pass forward to Schwinn. She dribbles it coast to coast. Her shot's up and good, and she's fouled. Foul will be on Mountain. That should be her second. Amber Grugich coming in, as is Caroline Krepps for the Eagles. Schwinn will shoot two for the Mary Immaculate Eagles. Her first shot is on the way. Bounces off the front of the rim. Actually, this was one-on-one, apparently. Schwinn with her own rebound, but her shot is no good. Goes out of bounds. Brashear's ball. Clarkson will inbound it for Brashear. Collip brings it across the timeline. She's guarded by Amy Schwinn, Amy Schwinn. But couldn't keep up with Collip, and Schwinn fouls her. So it'll be Brashear's ball out of bounds. Collip will inbound it for Brashear. Passes it to Harrelson. Harrelson dribbles over the right-hand side. Passes it to Taylor at the top of the key. Taylor passes over the right-hand wing to Harrelson, dribbles to the right corner. Her shot is blocked, but she gets her own rebound. She kicks it over to Clarkson. Wide open, but her shot is no good. The Eagles with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way. Cross-court pass to Delaware. She dribbles the lane, kicks it back out to Schwend, whose shot is up and good. That was Amy Schwend. 1 minute, 35 seconds left in the third period to play. The Eagles with the advantage, 18-4. Collip dribbles it over in front of the Brashear bench. Screen set by Ladwig, but Collip walked with it. We got Tabitha Killen coming in for Brashear. Amy Schwend will inbound the ball to number 14, Caroline Krebs, to bring it back the other way for the Eagles. She's guarded by Harrelson over the left-hand side, passes for the left wing into the free throw line. The pass is forward to Amy Schwend, but it's too hot for her to handle. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Brashear's ball. Clarkson inbounds it for Brashear to Collip, that is. Collip will bring the ball back the other way. She crosses the timeline, nearly walks with it, passes it right straight to an Eagle. The Eagle will bring it back the other way. Amy Schwend dribbles across the timeline over the left-hand side, pass forward to the left wing, into the free throw line. Shot is up, and it's actually sort of a rebound by the Eagles, and the shot is up and good. 20-4 advantage by the Eagles. Collip brings the ball across the timeline, passes it to Harrelson, the top of the key. She dribbles over the right-hand wing, back out to Collip, the top of the key. She dribbles over the left-hand side, around the horn, takes a shot. It's no good, but Collip was fouled. 20-4, the Eagles with the advantage. 22.8 seconds left in the third period of play. Collip's first shot is up. Too much strength, but she stepped across the line anyway. She'll shoot one more. Ashley Collip at the line. Her second shot is up. No good. The Eagles with the rebound. And they'll bring it the other way. Amy Schwend brings it across the timeline, guarded by Harrelson. Harrelson gets the steal, brings it back the other way, steps on the line right in front of the Brashear bench. It'll be Eagles ball. Amy Schwend stepped on the line once she tried to inbound it, so it'll be Brashear ball. 10.4 seconds left in the third period of play. Collip will inbound the ball for Brashear. She inbounds it to Harrelson, who dribbles to the right wing, but she runs right into an Eagles player, and so she loses the ball. Eagles will bring it back the other way. Time expires at the end of three periods of play. Merrimack, the Eagles lead 20-4. Looks like the Eagles will be bringing back their first-string players, with us, at least for a while, in this fourth period of play. Brashear's ball. Ashley Collip will inbound it for Brashear. She inbounds it to Harrelson, who dribbles to the top of the key. Picks up her dribble, passes it over to Collip. Colop will dribble over to the left-hand side, takes a look, picks up her dribble, passes it back to Clarkson, left wing, picks up her dribble, passes it back to Harrelson, but they lose the handle on it. The Eagles with the recovery. Wishman will bring the ball across the timeline, over the right-hand side to Schwinn. Her shot wide open is no good. Rebound to the Eagles. Their shot's no good. Out of bound off of the Eagles. It'll be Bashir's ball. Take that back. Looks like it's going to be the Eagles' ball. Bashir sends their starters back in as well. Passes into Wishman on the right blocks. C sets up, shoots, no good, but gets her own rebound. Back to Wishman, back to Schwinn in the right-hand corner. She dribbles it back out around to the top of the key. Almost stolen, pass over the right wing, back to the right corner, back out the right wing, back to Schwinn at the top of the key. She dribbles around to the right wing into Wishman at the right blocks. Back up to the paint, the shot is up and no good. Schwinn with the rebound, and she shoots and is fouled. Foul is on Alexis Harrelson. Schwinn will go to the line to shoot two. 4 minutes, 53 seconds left in the fourth period. 20-4 with the Eagle advantage. Schwinn's first shot is up. Nothing but net. 21-4. Mary Immaculate Eagles with the advantage. 4 minutes, 53 seconds left in the fourth period of play. Schwinn's second shot up and bounces off the front of the rim. She gets her own rebound, shoots up and rolls around and rattles in and goes in. Slavin inbounds the ball to Mountain. Mountain brings the ball back the other way. She comes across the timeline, top of the key, picks up the dribble, passes it over to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it back to the right corner through the baseline underneath the basket. Passes it in, but loses the handle on it. Wishman will bring the ball back the other way for the Eagles. Hands it off to Schwinn, who drives the lane, but she travels with it. So it'll be Bashir's ball. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left in the fourth period. 23-4, Eagle advantage. Mountain will dribble the ball across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Passes it over to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it in the paint. Kicks it over to Clarkson, the left-hand side. She picks up the dribble and shoots it. Kind of a Hail Mary sort of thing. Not even close. It'll be the Eagles' ball. Minutes, 51 seconds left in the fourth period, 23-4, Eagle advantage. Schwinn will bring the ball back the other way. She dribbles it up across the timeline over the left wing into the paint. No shot there. Over the left-hand side, Wishman, who drives the baseline. Her shot's no good. Bashir with the rebound. Clarkson. Clarkson brings it forward to Mountain. Mountain will dribble across the timeline over the left-hand side. She picks up the dribble. Mistake. Over to Ladwig at the top of the key. Ladwig dribbles around the right-hand side to the right corner. Out to Harrelson, the right wing. Harrelson dribbles in the free throw line. Picks up the dribble. Doesn't know what to do with it. Tries to give it to Slavin and does get it to her. Over to Ladwig on the right wing. Ladwig picks up the dribble. Back to Slavin, the right-hand side. Slavin dribbles it in to Ladwig, whose shot is up and good. Schwinn will bring the ball back the other way. Coach is getting excited over there. Schwinn guarded by Harrelson over the left-hand wing, over the right-hand wing, back out to Schwinn, the top of the key. She'll dribble it around the right-hand side over to the right wing. She dribbles it in, shoots, and scores. 25-6. Eagles with the advantage. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left. Mountain brings it across the timeline to the right-hand wing into Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it over the right-hand corner into Slavin. Her shot is up and no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line with 2 minutes, 14 seconds left in the fourth period of play. 25-6, the Eagles with the advantage. The foul is on number 42, which would be Amber Grugerich. Slavin's first shot is up. Bounces around, comes back out. Slavin has the ball for her second shot. It's up and good. The Eagle ball out of bounds. Bashir takes the timeout. 2 minutes, 14 seconds left in the fourth period. Mary Immaculate Eagles with the advantage, 25-7. The Eagle ball. Under their basket. Inbound to Schwind, who bring the ball back the other way. Guarded by Harrelson. She kicks it forward to Wishman over the, and then passes over the left-hand side. She loses the handle on it. Be a jump ball. Eagles retain possession. Maureen Freeland inbounds it to Wishman over the left-hand side. She dribbles it and passes it over the right-hand side. The shot is up and no good. Eagles retain possession. Schwinn dribbles it out to the top of the key, guarded by Harrelson. Pass over the right-hand side into Wishman. Free throw line, pass over the left-hand side. Shot is up and no good. Bashir with the rebound. Mountain passes it forward to Harrelson. About loses the handle on it. But she dribbles it over the top of the key. Passes it to Taylor. At the free throw line. He passes it back out to the right-hand wing to Mountain. Dribbles it around right in front of the coach's bench. Passes it into Ladwig on the right-hand block. She attempts to shoot, but it's fouled hard. So she'll go to the line. One minute, 14 seconds left in the fourth period of play. Mary Immaculate Eagles with the lead, 25-7. Ladwig's first shot is no good. Tabitha Killen in for Courtney Clarkson. Ladwig's second shot, nothing but net. 25-8, Eagles. Bishop brings the ball back the other way. It comes across the timeline. Loses handle on a Bashir ball. Mountain will inbound the ball to Harrelson, who bring the ball back the other way. Guarded by Schwind. Comes across the timeline. Just about loses the handle on it. Picks up the dribble. Passes it forward to Mountain, who loses it over to Ladwig. But Ladwig then passes it to Mountain. In the right-hand corner. Attempts to pass it into Ladwig, but loses the handle on it. Comes forward to Schwind. Schwind will come the other way. Guarded closely by Harrelson, but she's fouled. 46.2 seconds left in the fourth period. Eagles 25-8. Schwinn will go to the line for the Eagles. Her first shot is up and no good. Bounces off the front of the rim. Second shot is nothing but net. Eagles with advantage 26-8. Harrelson brings the ball back the other way, guarded by Schwinn. She comes across the timeline to the left-hand side, passes it over to Mountain on the right wing. Dribbles it around to the right-hand side. No place to go. Looks to pass it inside. Taylor gets the ball. Back out to Mountain on the right-hand side. Into Ladwick, whose shot is up and over. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Bashir. It'll be the Eagles' ball. 20 seconds left in the fourth period. Schwinn will bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles over to the left-hand side. Passes it over the left wing. Into Delaware in the paint. Her shot is up and no good. Bashir with the rebound. Mountain will bring the ball back the other way. 6 seconds left. Passes it forward to Harrelson. Brings it across the timeline over the left-hand side. Picks up the dribble. Attempts to shoot. The time expires. And that's the ball game. Mary Immaculate Eagles win this one 26-10 over the Bashir Lady Tigers. All right, we're about ready to go now in the boys' game. Starting for the Mary Immaculate Eagles are Ryan Hawkins, David Hagan, Ben Lemley, Brandon Harrison, and Mitchell Pegg. Fertig will go to jump for the Bashir and Pegg for the Eagles. The Eagles control the ball. Take it to the top of the key over the left-hand wing. Back pass back to the top of the key. Back over the left wing. Dribble the baseline, shot is up and no good. Jump ball situation between Hagan and Thomas. Hazen will bring the ball back for Bashir. Coming across the timeline to the top of the key, pass over the right-hand side. Back out to Hazen, the top of the key, over to Thomas, off the foot of one of the Eagles players, out of bounds. Bashir will retain possession. Thomas will inbound the ball all the way out to Hazen at the top of the key, over to Thomas left-hand side. His shot is up and off the rim. Be over the back call on Fertig. The Eagle ball. Starting lineup for Bashir's: Ambrosia, Watson, Fertig, Thomas, and Hazen. Eagles shoot the ball. It's no good. Out of bounds off of the Eagles' Bibashir ball. Thomas will inbound it to Hazen. Hazen comes the other way. Hazen brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, dribbles over the right-hand side, brings it in to Furtick. His pass in the paint is up and good. 5 minutes left in the first period of play. Bashir with the advantage. Presser by Bashir. They bring it forward. Eagles do on the left-hand side. Errant pass. Bashir with the recovery. They'll bring it back the other way. Ambrosia dribbles it coast to coast. Up and good. 4-0, Bashir. Eagles bring it the other way over to the right-hand blocks, but he walked with it. That was Ryan Hawkins. Thomas will inbound the ball in front of the Bashir bench to Hazen. Hazen will bring it across the timeline, the top of the key, dribbles the free throw line over to Thomas on the left-hand side. His shot and no good. Ambrosia with the rebound over the right-hand corner, back out to Hazen, the right wing, back dribbles to the top of the key, pass. But Hazen walked with it. The Eagle ball under the Bashir basket. Eagles bring it back the other way, but Ambrosia with the steal throws the ball away. Eagles get the recovery over and back. Four minutes, 15 seconds left in the first period. Bashir with the advantage, 4-0. The Eagles with a timeout. As much as the Mary Immaculate Eagles were pressuring in the first girls game, we have the same thing except by Bashir boys in this matchup. Furtick will inbound the ball for Bashir. Furtick inbounds it to Thomas. Passes over the left-hand side. Hazen dribbles back the left right-hand wing. Pass to Ride Open Treasure. His shot is up and good. 6-0, Bashir. Inbound pass to the Eagles. They attempt to pass but lose the handle on it. Furtick with the recovery. Hazen with the shot. Up and good. 8-0, Bashir. Bashir with the pressure defense. Bring back the ball the other way. Loose ball. Ambrosia with the recovery to Furtick, who takes it to the lane. His shot is up and good. The Eagles with the recovery. They bring it back the other way. Come across the timeline to the left-hand side. They dribble to the left-hand blocks. Shot. Foul before the shot. The foul is on number 31, should be Matt Thomas. The Eagles will inbound it under the Bashir basket. Pass in the left corner, they dribble the left block, shot is up and over the rim. Thomas with the rebound. He'll dribble it coast to coast. His shot is up and the rebound is no good, but Furtick with the rebound, his shot is good. 10-0. Bashir with the advantage. The Eagles will bring the ball back the other way. Just about lost the ball. Hazen with the steal. He'll bring it the other way. He attempts to shoot, but it's stripped of the ball. Eagles bring the ball back the other way. Over the right-hand wing. Big, huge steal bounce. Furtick brings the ball back the other way. He stops the three-point line. Shot is up and no good. Just about gets his own rebound, but it goes out of bounds off of Furtick. So it'll be the Knox County, or not Knox County. It will be Mary Immaculate Eagles. These Mary Immaculate Eagle boys are dragging. bring it back the other way across the timeline. Pass up the left-hand blocks. Loses the handle on it. Thomas with the steal. He brings the ball back the other way across the timeline to the left wing. Passes over to Hazen, but there's a steal by the Eagles. Easy layup. Good by the Eagles. 10-2. Brashear advantage. Thomas will bring the ball back the other way. Pass up to the right-hand blocks. Shot's no good. Fertig with the rebound. Now another shot. Brashear no good. But there's a foul. Eagles will inbound the ball. Pressure defense by Brashear. Pass stolen by Hazen. Pass to Fertig. Shot is up and good. 12-2 advantage. Pass is forward, but Treasure with the steal. Thomas to Fertig in the lane. His pass over to Hazen on the right-hand side. His shot is up and good. Inbound by the Eagles. They'll bring it back the other way across the timeline. Runs right into Treasure. He loses the ball. Ambrosia, he loses the ball. Pass back out the top of the key over the left wing. Dribbles to the baseline. His shot is up and good. Timeout, Brashear. 1 minute, 28 seconds left in the first period of play. 14-4 Brashear. Got Jacob Owen coming in for Brashear. Brashear's players on the field will be Jacob Owen, Trey Treasure, Justin Hazen, Hunter Higgins, and Jacob Sweet. Or Jake, as he likes to be known now. Sweet will inbound the ball to Hazen. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way. Hazen brings it across the timeline, top of the key, passes it over the left-hand wing back to Hazen, top of the key, pass over to Higgins, the right wing. His shot is up and good. 16-4, Brashear with the advantage. No pressure this time. Eagles bring the ball across the timeline, dribble to the top of the key, pass over the right-hand wing. Sidestep shot, no good. Brashear with the rebound. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles behind his back to the top of the key, to the free throw line over to Higgins, the right-hand wing. Kicks it back out to Hazen. Pass over to Owens, the left-hand side. His shot is up and no good. But Hazen with the rebound, but he loses a handle on it. The Eagles smartly threw the ball off the Brashear player, so they retain possession. 42 seconds left in the first period of play. 16-4, Brashear with the advantage. Eagles bring the ball across the timeline at the top of the key. Over the right-hand wing, pass over the right-hand corner. Shot is up. No good, but he's fouled. Foul will be on number 51, which is Jacob Owen. Shooting for the Eagles will be Ben Lindley. Lindley's first shot is up. Nothing but net. 16-5, Brashear with the advantage. Second shot is on its way. No good. Eagles with the rebound. Kick it back out to the left-hand wing. Dribbles in, takes a look, brings it back out. Shot is up, way long, off the glass. Brashear with the rebound. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline, dribbles the right wing. Long-distance shot is nothing but net. 14 seconds left, 18-5, Brashear with the advantage. Eagles will bring the ball across the timeline. Top of the key, pass over the right-hand wing. Back at the top of the key, 4 seconds left. Back to the right wing. Passes over the right-hand left-hand side, no good. 18-5, Brashear with the advantage at the end of one period of play. All right, beginning of the second period of play, it'll be Brashear's ball. Fertig will inbound it for Brashear. Thomas is waiting to go. Ambrosia is still on the field. We have just Kylie Watson. Pass into Watson, the right left-hand block. The turnaround shot is no good. The Eagles with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way. Pass to the top of the key. Back over the left-hand wing. He looks in, brings it back out the top of the key to pass over to the right-hand side. Thomas almost with a steal. Berger with the steal. His shot is easy layup is up and good. 20-5, Brashear with the advantage. Pressure defense by Brashear. Ambrosia wasn't quite set yet when Eagles ran into him, so there was a foul on Ambrosia. The Eagles ball out of bounds on the far side near the timeline. Hagen inbounds it to Hawkins. Hawkins brings it up to the top of the key, takes a look, passes it over to Hagen on the left-hand side. Long three-point shot is up, no good. Brashear Fertig with the rebound. He'll bring it coast-to-coast the other way. Easy layup. 2 points good. 22-5. Brashear with the advantage. 5 minutes left in the second period of play. Eagles bring it back the other way across the timeline. Three-point shot is up and no good. Fertig with the rebound. He'll bring it back the other way. Brings it over to the right-hand wing. Back to Thomas at the top of the key. He takes the left back out to Ambrosia at the top of the key to Fertig. The right wing, his shot for three is up and good. 25-5, Brashear with the advantage. Pass forward to Lemley at the timeline. He gets an over and back call on him. So it'll be Brashear's ball. Thomas will inbound it. Thomas inbounds it to Fertig, brings it across the timeline. Dribbles the top of the key over the right-hand wing to Ambrosia. Nice pass inside, shot is up and no good. Lost the roll on that one. The Eagles will bring the ball back the other way. 4 minutes 15 left in the second period. The Eagles shoot on the left-hand side, back in the corner is up and good. Thomas brings the ball back the other way for Brashear. He comes coast to coast. His shot is up and no good. A little too much strength. The Eagles with the rebound. Eagles with the rebound. I think Thomas fouled him. Yep, fouls on Thomas. 3 minutes, 57 seconds left in the half. 25-7, Brashear. Eagles ball out of bounds on the far side. Ref wants a towel for the ball. All right. Eagles will inbound the ball. Hawkins brings it across the sideline top. The key passes over the left-hand wing back to the left-hand corner. Looks to pass it inside. Loses the handle on it. And Watson brings it across the timeline to lose the handle. It'll be a jump ball situation. Eagles ball. Harrison will inbound the ball for the Eagles. Hawkins waits for it. Hawkins brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Calls the play out. Passes it over to the left-hand corner. Three-point shot is up and no good. Bashir with the rebound. Thomas will bring it back the other way. He brings it across the timeline. Passes it over to Watson. The left-hand blocks. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Ambrosius, the left-hand wing, into Watson. His shot is up and no good. Watson gets his rebound again. Kicks it back out to Ambrosius, left wing. Thomas off the key. Furtick, right-hand wing, three. Up and good. Nothing but net. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half. 28-7, Bashir with the advantage. Eagles will bring the ball back the other way. Shots for three is up and no good. Watson, no, that would be Smith, I believe, with the rebound on that one. Thomas, top of the key. Passing to Smith, but I believe he was fouled. Smith goes to the line to shoot. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in the half. 28-7, Bashir. Smith's first shot is up. No good. Matthew Edwards comes in. Edwards and Furtick either on either side of the lane. Smith's second shot is up and good. Eagles ball out of bounds, but he stepped on the line, so it'll be Bashir's ball. Ambrosia will inbound the ball for Bashir. Kicks it out to Thomas on the left-hand side into Edwards. Edwards walked with it. Eagles inbound the ball. Bring it back the other way. Harrison dribbles over the left-hand side. Tries to pass it inside. Furtick with the steal. He'll bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Passes back to Thomas. Top of the key. Dribbles over the left-hand wing. Back over to Ambrosia on the right-hand wing. Looks inside, but he walked with it. The Eagles ball under the Bashir goal. Passes in to Hawkins. But he's fouled by Furtick. The Eagles ball out of bounds on the far side. Eagles inbound the ball to Hawkins, who bring it up to the timeline. Dribbles up the top of the key. His pass is intercepted by Thomas, who brings it forward to Ambrosia. He tries to get it into Thomas, but loses the handle on it. Jump ball situation. Bashir ball out of bounds. Thomas will inbound it. Anthony Chambers in the game for Bashir. Pass into Furtick. His shot is up and no good. But he's fouled. Foul is on Cody Pegg. Thomas will inbound it for Bashir. Kicks it out to Furtick on the right-hand side. His shot is up and good. 31-7 Bashir. 2 minutes left in the second period. Eagles with the ball. Pass over to the right-hand corner. Up and no good. Thomas went up and got the ball, but he was fouled when he came back down the ground. He was sheer ball out of bounds under the Hawks goal. Ferdig inbounds to Thomas, who will bring it back the other way. 1 minute, 51 seconds left in the second period. Passes over to Ambrose, the right-hand wing, back out to Thomas, top the key over Ferdig, the left-hand side. His shot just inside the arc is good. 33-7, Brashear. Eagles bring the ball back the other way. Run into Thomas, and I think the foul will be on him. One-on-one now. Brandon Harrison will go to the line for the Hawks. Ferdig, Thomas, Chambers. And Edwards in the game for Brashear. Shot is up and no good. Jump ball on the rebound. Be the Eagles ball. They'll inbound it under their goal. Inbound pass over the right-hand wing. Shot is up and good. 33-9, Brashear. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way for Brashear. Brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Pass into the right-hand blocks. Jump ball situation. Ambrosia will inbound it for Brashear. Passes into Hazen at the top of the key. Pass over the left-hand side. Tipped by the Eagles out of bounds. Be Brashear ball. Hazen with the ball. He dribbles into the paint. His shot is up and no good. Jump ball on the rebound. Be the Eagles ball this time. 1 minute, 9 seconds left in the half. 33-9 Brashear. Hawkins bring the ball back for the Eagles. Comes across the timeline. Sets the play. Dribbles over the right-hand side, picks up the dribble. Pass into the paint. Harrison dribbles back out to Hawkins over the right-hand corner. His shot is up and off the rim. Ambrosia brings the ball back the other way in a hurry. One-on-one, layup is up and good. 35-9, Brashear. Hawks bring the ball back the other way. These Hawks are pretty winded. Hawkins brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, passes over the right-hand corner, into the paint, shot is up and no good, but it's fouled. We'll shoot two. Foul is on Ryan Ferdig. That's his third foul. Coach will probably take Ferdig out here at the end of the second period. Yep, here goes Watson in for Ferdig. Watson and Chambers across from each other for the rebound. Shot is up off the rim. Brashear with the rebound. Hazen will bring it across the other way, across the time in, into the paint. Layup, easy layup, good. 35-9, 37-9, 12 seconds left in the game. Hawks will bring the ball back the other way. Pass over the left-hand wing, back at the top of the key, back over the left-hand wing, running out of time, boys. Shot is up and no good, way short. Watson with the rebound. Time expires at the end of the half. Brashear with the lead, 37-9. 18 fouls on Brashear, 5 on the Hawks. All right, here we go in the second half of play. Bashir leading at the intermission 37-9 over the Mary Immaculate Eagles. Taking the floor for Bashir will be Jacob Owen, Kylie Watson, Justin Hazen, Anthony Ambrosia, and Trey Treasure. Hazen inbounds the ball to Hazen. Over to Watson, left-hand side. His shot is no good. The Eagles with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way in a hurry. Pass over to an open Eagle in the paint. His layup is up and good. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way for Bashir. Across the timeline at the top of the key over the right-hand wing to Ambrosia. Back out to Hazen in the right-hand wing. Hazen drives into the lane. His shot is up and no good. Eagles with the rebound. Eagles will bring the ball back the other way. Come across the timeline to the left-hand wing. Around the corner. Open shot. Up and no good. Eagles with the rebound. Kicking it back out to the left-hand side. Shot is up. No good, but he's fouled. Foul should be on Foul is on 51, which would be Jacob Owen. When the line for the Eagles is number 21, Hagen, his first shot is up and no good. Five minutes, 18 seconds left in the third period of play. Tigers up 37-11. Hagen's shot is on the way. Bounces in the front of the rim, but goes in. Hazen inbounds the ball to Watson. Back to Hazen, who brings it across the timeline in a hurry. The top of the key over the right-hand corner. Ambrosia pass into Owens. His shot is up and no good. Eagles with the rebound. Eagles bring the ball back the other way in a hurry. Pass up to the left-hand blocks. He's covered. Swarmed by the Tigers. Over pass back out the left-hand side. Dribbles the baseline. Shot is up and no good. But Owens commits his second foul. Hagen will go to the line again. First shot is up and in and out. Hagen's second shot is on the way, way short. Bashir with the rebound. Treasure will bring the ball back. Pass forward to Hazen, who brings it across the timeline up the top of the key, loses the handle on it and walks with it. Eagles ball in front of the Bashir bench. Eagles bring the ball back the other way, 37-12. Bashir with the advantage, 4 minutes, 43 seconds left in the third period of play. Pass over to the left-hand corner, back at the left wing, back to the left corner. Shot is up and no good. Eagles with the advantage on the right-hand block. Shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Treasure, I believe. Nope. Kylie Watson. That's his first. Hawkins goes to the line for the Hawks. His shot is up and no good. Cody Hayden comes in the ballgame for Jacob Owen. Hawkins' second shot is no good. Bashir with the rebound. Hazen comes the other way, drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Kylie Watson. Free throw line, pass back to Hazen in the right corner. His shot is up and no good. The Hawks with the rebound. They'll bring the ball back the other way. Pass forward up. The left-hand blocks. The shot is up and good. Shot by Hawkins. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way across the timeline to the top of the key. Takes a look inside, but kicks it over the left-hand side to Ambrosia into Trey Treasure at the left-hand blocks. His shot is up and no good. But Hazen, Hawks with the rebound. Hazen commits the foul. Hawks ball out of bounds. Under the Brashear basket. Hagan inbounds the ball. Harrison brings the ball across the timeline. Top of the key, dribbles over the left-hand side. Inbounds the pass, but Hazen gets a piece of it out of bounds. Eagles ball out of bounds. Cross-court pass to the top of the key. Long shot up and no good. Ambrosia with the rebound, but it's taken away by Hawkins. He's over the right-hand side, back at the top of the key, over the right-hand wing. Shot is up and no good. Ambrosia with the rebound. He'll bring it back the other way. Passes to Hazen, dribbles up the top of the key, over the right-hand side. Dribbles between his leg, back at the Higgins left wing, over to Ambrosia in the left corner. He'll dribble it back out. Passes it to Hazen at the top of the key. Dribbles between his legs, back to Ambrosia, left-hand side. Loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. I think it will be the Eagles ball. 3 minutes left in the third period of play, 37-14, Brashear. Harrison brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, dribbles over the right-hand wing, passes it to the right-hand corner, drives the baseline, and Hagan is fouled. Fouls on number 55, Cody Hayden, that is. Hagen's shot is up and no good. Jake Sweet in for Anthony, or for Hazen. Hagen's second shot is on the way, nothing but net on that one. Watson will inbound the ball for Brashear to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Passes over the left-hand side to Higgins. Back out to Ambrosia. Dribbles in a step or two. Takes a shot. It's no good. Out of bounds off of Brashear, so it'll be Eagles ball. Eagles bring the ball the other way. Hawkins brings it across the timeline. Over to Hagan, left-hand side. Shot is up and no good. Foul was on the Hawks. It'll be Brashear's ball. Higgins will inbound it under the Hawks' goal to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it the other way. Comes across the timeline. Pass over to Higgins on the left-hand side into Sweet free throw line. His shot is short. Ball out of bounds off Brashear. It'll be the Hawks ball. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left in the third period. 37-15 Brashear. Hawkins will bring it across the timeline. Hawks take a timeout. Minutes, 11 seconds left in the third period of play. Brashear leading 37-15. Five team fouls on Brashear, one team foul on the Mary Immaculate Hawks. Hawkins brings the ball to the top of the key. Passes it over the left-hand wing. Pass into the paint. Shot is up and no good. Brashear with the rebound. But they lose the handle on it off of it. But it's off the Eagle player. Cody Hagan inbounds the pass to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Double coverage over to Higgins, the right-hand wing, back out to Ambrosia, who dribbles it in. Pass over to Smith, I believe it is. Passes it back out to Ambrosia. Shot is up and no good. Eagles with the rebound. They'll come back the other way in a hurry. Hagan dribbles to left-hand side. He's fouled. Foul is on Jacob Sweet. Be his first foul. David Hagan will go to the line. First shot is up and good. 37-16 Brashear. Second shot is no good. Eagles with the rebound. Kick it back out to Hagan. Daniel Smith fouls him hard. Fouls on Brashear. Hagan will go to the line. Hagan's first shot is on the way. Nothing but net. Hagan will shoot another. 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the third period. 37-17, Brashear. Higgins' second shot is short. Eagles with the rebound. The shot is up and no good. Brashear with the rebound. Hazen loses the handle on it. Ambrosia loses the handle on it. Shot's no good. Ambrosia with the rebound. But Lemley commits the foul, but so be Brashear ball. Ambrosia brings it the other way, dribbles across the timeline, nearly walks with it, but passes forward to Sweet. Kicks it back out to Ambrosia, pass over to Higgins on the left-hand side. His shot is up and short. Higgins nearly had his own rebound, but it went out of bounds. So it'll be Eagle ball. 1 minute, 6 seconds left in the third period to play. Hawkins dribbles up to the timeline. To the top of the key, passes it over the right-hand side to Harrison. Harrison drives the lane, loses the handle on it. Be Brashear. No, it'll be a jump ball. Higgins or the Hawks will retain possession. Too many H's in this game. Eagles will inbound it into their own goal. Pass out to Hawkins at the top of the key. Over to Harrison on the right-hand side. Back to the right-hand corner. Back out to Harrison, the right-hand wing. Cross-court pass to the left-hand side to Hagan. Dribbles in, takes a shot, and it's up and good. 34 seconds left in the third period. Chambers will inbound the ball to Ambrosia. Ambrosia dribbles up across the timeline. Tries to pass it back out to Ambrosia, but loses the handle on it. Hagan brings it the whole way, coast to coast. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled by Ambrosia. We'll shoot two, 19.4 seconds, 37-19 Brashear. Two team fouls on Ambrosia. Hagan's first shot is up and on its way, but it's no good. Hagan's second shot is on its way. Rattles around and goes in. Chambers inbounds the ball right into the hands of Hagan, but his shot's no good. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline. Dribbles between his legs, but he's fouled. Foul is on number 33, which is Brandon Harrison. Sweet will inbound the ball for Bashir on the far side near the timeline. Inbounds it to number 45, which would be Aaron Hart. Ball goes off of the Eagles. So Bashir takes it out of bounds. Hart with the ball passes Jacob Sweet over to Ambrosia. His shot is up and good for three. Time expires in the third period. Bashir leading 40-20. Kind of a Hail Mary kind of a shot. But that's what he had to do with time running out. It was either shoot that or nothing. And he gets it. So at the beginning of the last period of play, 6 minutes left in this game, Bashir leading 40-20. Bashir sends some of their first stringers back in. Fertig and Thomas on the floor, along with Matthew Edwards, Aaron Hart, Anthony Chambers. Fertig will inbound the ball for Bashir on the far side near the timeline. All right, here we go. Thomas with the ball. He dribbles in to the top of the key. Pass over to Hart on the left hand side. Back out to Thomas. Over to Fertig on the right hand side. His shot is up and no good. But Thomas with the rebound. Back over to the left hand side. Shot is up and no good. Fertig with the rebound. His shot is up and good. Tip back, and he's fouled at the time, so he'll go to the line. No, it looks like he didn't get the shot. And they called the foul on Fertig. Completely wrong on that one. So the Hawks will bring the ball back the other way. 5:40 left in the fourth period. 40-20, Bashir. Pass over the left-hand wing. Shot is up and no good. Fertig with the rebound. He'll come bring it back the other way. Pass forward to Thomas. Long pass, but the shot is no good. Hart with the shot, and he's fouled. No good. He will go to the line. Foul is on Cody Pig. Peg, I guess it is. That's his third foul. 19 fouls on Bashir, 4 on the Hawks. Aaron Hart to the line. Anthony Chambers across from Ryan Fertig on either side of the lane. Hart's shot is up and no good. Second shot, it's on its way, and it's off the glass. Didn't touch the net, so it'll be the Hawks ball. Didn't touch the rim, I should say. Hawks walk with the ball. Got some of the second stringers in here. Not used to handling the ball. Bashir's ball on the far sideline. Fertig will inbound it to waiting Thomas. Thomas dribbles to the top of the key, over to Fertig on the right wing. Back to Thomas, over to Hart. His shot is on the left-hand side, is up and no good. But Thomas with the rebound. Thomas dribbles over to the top of the key. Pass over to Fertig on the right wing. His shot is up and short. Be the Hawks ball. Shearer seems to be getting a little lazy rather than moving in. Taking all these outside shots now. Hawks brings ball across the timeline at the top of the key over the left-hand wing. Try to pass it back to the left-hand corner, but lose the handle on it. Now they get it back. Back to the left wing. Shot is up and no good. Bashir Not sure who had that. Looks to be off for Shears. The Hawks will retain possession of the ball. Bashir with wholesale substitutions at this point. Cody Hayden, Daniel Smith. Shot is up. Ball went out of bounds on the near side. Off of the Hawks will be Bashir ball. Bashir inbounds it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline. Top of the key, drives the lane, kicks it out to Jacob Sweet on the right-hand side. Back out to Ambrosia, top of the key, back to Sweet, right-hand side. Tried to pass it in to Smith, but a little bit short. Hawks with the steal and bring it back the other way. 4:23 left in the fourth period of play, 40-20, Brashear. Shot by the Hawks is short. Brashear with the rebound. Ambrosia bring the ball back the other way. Brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Tries to get it over to Smith on the right-hand blocks, but lose the handle on it. The Hawks with the rebound. They'll bring it back the other way. Strong three-point shot is no good. Off of Brashear, though, so it'll be Hawks ball. Hawks inbound at the right-hand corner. Try to pass it out at the top of the key, but the pass is short. Jacob Sweet with the steal. Brings it back the other way and shoots and is foul. Ambrosia will go to the line. He'll shoot two. 3 minutes, 53 seconds left in the last period. 40-20 Brashear. Foul is on number 15, Paul Hadwiger. It's his second foul. Shot is up, in and out. Hawks making retail substitutions at this point, too. Second shot is up and no good. Eagles bring the ball back the other way. Try to dribble it coast to coast, but it gets a little bit sloppy. Pass over the right-hand wing. Pass into the right-hand block. Shot is up and no good. Brashear, Jacob Sweet with the rebound. He brings the ball the other way. Comes across the timeline, but passes it back to Ambrosia. He tried to jump to avoid it, but couldn't get it done, so they get over the back call. It'll be the Hawks ball. 3:36 left in the fourth period of play. Harrison will bring the ball across the timeline for the Hawks. Dribbles to the top of the key, takes a long three-point shot, and it's good. 40-23, Brashear. Ambrosia will bring the ball across the timeline. Loses the handle on it, out of bounds, be Hawks ball. 3 minutes, 21 seconds left in the last period. Hawkins will inbound the ball to Harrison. Harrison brings it across the timeline. Dribbles top of the key over the right-hand side, back to right corner for a three-point shot, but it's short. Brashear with the rebound. Ambrosia will bring it across the timeline in a hurry over the left-hand side. His pass. His pass off of goes off of a Hawk out of bounds for Beaver Shear ball. Hawks with a timeout. Three minutes, 1 second left in the fourth period. 40-23 Brashear. 19 fouls on Brashear, 5 on the Hawks. Brashear's ball out of bounds. Jacob Sweet will inbound the ball. Inbound is to Trey Treasure. He pitches it over to Higgins, but a little bit too tall for Higgins. ball goes out of bounds, so it'll be Hawks ball. They bring it back the other way. Harrison dribbles it across the timeline, pass over the left-hand corner, shot for two, no good, but he's fouled. No, wrong on that. Foul was on, I guess it just went out of bounds. It'd be Bashir's ball. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline. Pass over to Higgins in the left-hand corner. He shoots a long one. No good. Hawks with the rebound, but Jacob Owens went over his back. So, Peg will go to the line. The fourth foul on Jacob Owen. Peg's first shot is up and good. 40-24, Bashir. 2:41 left in the fourth period of play. Peg with the ball. Second shot is on its way. No good. Bashir with the rebound. Went out of bounds, but it was off of the Eagles. No, take that back. It's actually a foul on the Eagles. 17 fouls, so Owens will go to the line on a one-on-one. Jacob Owens' first shot on its way. A little too strong. No good. Eagles with the rebound to bring it back the other way. Hagen dribbles the right-hand side, steps up, shoots for three. It's good. Bashir will bring it back the other way. 40-27, Bashir. Pass over to Jake Sweet. Over to Owen in the corner. Hawks get a hand on it. Out of bounds. Bashir ball. Sweet will inbound it for Bashir in front of the Bashir bench. Ambrosia into Owens. His shot is short. Hawks will bring the ball the other way. Hagen dribbles it coast to coast. Comes up short. Trey Treasure with the rebound over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it the other way. Up to Jacob Owens, but Jake Owens can't hold on to the hot pass. Out of bounds, Eagles ball. 2 minutes left in the fourth period. 40-27, Bashir. Hagen will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key. Pass over to Harrison. Harrison's shot is short. Scuffle, scrum for the ball. Bashir with the ball. But they lose it. Pass back up to Hagen, who drives the lane. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. Hagen will go to the line to shoot two. 40-27, Bashir, 1:33 left in the fourth period. Higgins' first shot is bounces off the front of the rim, but goes in. 40-28, Bashir. Higgins' second shot is too long. He gets his own rebound, dribbles over the right-hand corner, kicks it back out to Hawkins, back to Hagen. He dribbles in the baseline. His shot is no good. Jacob Sweet with the rebound up to Ambrosia, tipped out by the Hawks. Be Bashir's ball. Trey Treasure will inbound it for Bashir. Treasure. Not sure what happened there. Threw the ball in, but the refs called it back. Okay. Treasure inbounds it to Jacob Sweet. Loses the handle on it. Hagan will get the ball, but he loses the handle on it. It'll go out of bounds, be Bashir ball with 1 minute, 7 seconds left. Sweet will inbound it. Pressure defense by the Hawks. Higgins with the ball. Passes it ahead to Ambrosio. Brings it across the timeline to the left-hand side. Treasure's shot is up off the rim. Hawks with the ball. They bring it forward to Hagan. Hagan brings it across the timeline. Drives the lane but loses the handle on it. Kicks it back out to Hawkins on the right-hand side. His shot is up and no good. Bashir with the rebound. Ambrosio bring the ball the other way. And he's fouled by Hawkins, I believe. Ambrosia will go to the line with 44 seconds left in the game. Bashir leading 40-28. Ambrosia with the ball now. His first shot is up and nothing but net. So he'll shoot another on the backside of the one-on-one. Jacob Owens and Trey Treasure across each other in the lane. Ambrose's second shot is up, and it's also good. 42-28, Bashir. Eagles bring it the other way with 43 seconds left. Harrison to the top of the key over to Hawkins on the right-hand side. Shot is up and no good. Bashir with the rebound. Ambrosia brings the ball the other way. Pressure defense by the Hawks. Pass forward to Higgins. His shot is up and no good. Sweet kicks it back to Trey Treasure. His shot is up, in and out. Owens with the shot. It's up and good. 17 seconds left in the game. 44-28, Bashir. Harrison brings it across the timeline, dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to the right-hand side. Shot is up and no good. Bashir with the... Well, I'm not sure what happened there. Bashir committed a foul, though. So, number 23, Ben Lemley, will go to the line for the Hawks. .7 seconds left in the game. 44-28 Bashir. Lemley's first shot is no good. Lemley with the ball now for his second shot. On its way. Off the front of the rim, and it's good. Higgins will inbound it to Jacob Sweet. He loses the handle on it, but then gets it back forward to Ambrosia. Up to Owens. Time expires before they get the shot off. And that's the ball game. Bashir wins it, 44-29.